Grace to you in peace. God, our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text of the gospel lesson. Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. He keeps telling them, I'm going to Jerusalem, and you know what's going to happen when I get there. And they keep scratching their heads. Why does he keep saying this? Why does he keep saying, I'm on the way to Jerusalem? What's this supposed to mean? What are we supposed to understand? And he tells them over and over again what's going to happen when he gets there. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be hung on a cross and killed. And they don't get it. They don't get it until it happens. And they didn't really understand it probably until Pentecost, which was sometime after it happened. So he and they are on their way to Jerusalem. He certainly has other things on his mind. And they encounter 10 lepers. Now, lepers were a curious kind of a thing in those days. They were considered to be medically unclean. They had leprosy, which was a skin disease, which in some respects was able to actually cause parts of your body to fall off, just to disintegrate. And only the priests could diagnose it. We talked about this in the Bible class. Apparently the priests were a lot smarter than maybe we gave them credit to be, because they had to know a lot of these things, including being able to tell people, this is there, and when it's there, you can't have anything to do with anybody else than a leper. You no longer can be part of society. You're an outcast. Your family's gone. Your contact with people is eliminated. When you come anywhere near, somebody can see you. You're to shout at the top of your voice, unclean, unclean, so that they don't get close enough to you to catch it. I'm not quite sure what the vector was, how it moved from patient to patient. I know what the bacteria was, but how it actually moved from one to another, I'm not sure. And I don't think they were either. So they said, you can't have anything to do with anybody. You've lost your community. You've lost your family. You've lost your connection because of this disease. Somehow, and I don't know how, these 10 lepers knew who he was. And one at the beginning of the 10 voices in loud, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. We know what we've got. You know what we've got. And we know that you can do something about it because nobody else can. Nobody else can take care of this. They didn't have any drugs at the time. They didn't have any way to take care of it. Either it went away if God lifted it, or they lived with it till they died. So Jesus, with all the things on his mind, encounters these 10 guys. And while he's talking to them, they're cured. He does it without ever even touching them. And then he says, okay, go show yourself to the priests. Make the necessary sacrifice for what's been done. And on their way, they were amazed. They were cured. They were cleansed. They were eliminated from having leprosy. They were given their lives back. They were given the chance to re-enter the community by Jesus. And he didn't even have to touch them. He did it at a distance, but he still did it. And they were on their way to the priest, because only the priest was empowered with the ability to decide whether they were clean or not. He was the only one that could look them over, look at what they had, and look at what had happened, and decide whether they were clean. And if they were clean, then they could go back into society. But not before. They couldn't until they'd been pronounced acceptable. And on their way, from the time they'd encountered Jesus and his disciples, they found that they had been cleansed. They'd been given their lives back. So they're on their way to the priest. And one comes back. Only one. One out of 10. 10%. Kind of a lousy return, wouldn't you think? One comes back, giving glory to God and thanking Jesus for what he'd done for him. What's Jesus' response? What gives? Only one? Only one came back? Weren't there 10 cleansed? What happened to the other 9? And on top of it, the one that came back was a Samaritan. And the Jews and the Samaritans just never had anything to do with each other. Though they were all kind of out of the same family. The Samaritans worshipped in the northern part of the country, and they had their own temple, and they had their own version of the 5 books of the Bible, their own Samaritan Pentateuch. So it's not that they weren't Jews, but they weren't acceptable. They weren't quite right. They didn't go to the right place. They didn't go to the right temple. They didn't have the right understanding. They weren't the kind of people we want to deal with. They're awful. We don't want anything to do with them. And yet, out of the 10 that were cleansed, one of them's a Samaritan of all the people in the world. Jesus heals this Samaritan who's considered by the Jews to be dirt. And yet he heals him. He gives him back his life. And he goes back and he thanks God and he thanks Jesus for what he's done. The other 9, who knows what happens to them? You think that Jesus withdrew the healing on the other 9? You think that's something we'd have done? Maybe. We're not Jesus. We don't look at things the way he did. So he absolutely gave them back their lives. And he didn't require anything. He didn't say to them, first, we'll talk to you about whether you're acceptable or not. Then we'll have a little confab about whether you're going to be good people after this or not, or whether you're going to express the right thanks. He just did it. And he did it without even touching. And it says, he said to them, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. So he's connecting faith with the chance to have an absolutely whole life, free even of disease. Free even of a disease that nobody could do anything with. Once you were infected with it, you were done. You may have physically still been alive, but you had nobody that you could relate to. Nobody would talk to you. You were shoved off in the corner and literally told, go die by yourself. We want nothing to do with you. But he says, go your way. Your faith has made you clean. So the power of faith eliminated the disease that nobody could handle. It's like saying somebody, go your faith, go away. Your cancer is related because of your faith. Your cancer has gone away because of your faith. We sit here trying to figure out what to do about cancer, and we come up with some really slick, not pleasant kinds of things that we put people through because they have cancer. Is it the same kind of thing? I don't know. But these 10 people were made whole because they believed, and somehow they knew about who Jesus was. They knew what he had done in the past. I don't know whether he had cleansed any lepers in the past, but they knew that he'd done things nobody else could do, and they were willing to take a chance to ask him to do something for them, and he did. And when he did it, only one could go back and thank him for what he did. His reaction is, we're not 10 cleansed. Why only one? May God increase our faith so that when we come up with things in life that look like the leprosy that these people were facing, that in faith we go to him and ask for his mercy and his help, knowing that in spite of what we are, in spite of the fact that we're sinful human beings, he will forgive us, and through that faith, he will give us continuing life. In him we pray. Amen.